Lively Stones Meditations for Monday, 2nd May, 2022. Peace in your borders. Psalm 147, verses 12 and 14. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. He makes peace in your borders and fills you with the finest wheat. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. What a great thought to begin anything with: praise and thanksgiving, an exhortation to the Lord's people to come up higher to God's holy mountain. And the praise is due to him because he has strengthened the bars of our gates. He has hedged us about, causing our enemies to flee. A phrase should be read in the same way as we see in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 6 to 7. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is within you. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. He has blessed your children within you, speaks of your thoughts and intentions birthed within each one individually. But as the exhortation to praise is addressed to his church, that blessing will be a corporate gift to all who follow him. For we shall be fruitful after our kind. The end result will be, and is now, peace in your borders. The "in" has been inserted by the translators, but this line might be better read: he makes health, prosperity, and peace your territory. God always holds his treasures in safety, in an ark of one sort or another, and scripture is full of such pictures, from the ark that Noah built and Moses' basket, right through to Jesus' tomb. We are in good hands. Our mind is protected by the Lord. Meditate on these things. Exodus 34, verse 24. For I will cast out the nations before you and enlarge your borders. Neither will any man covet your land when you go up to appear before the Lord your God 3 times in the year. And finally, a holy command, Oswald Chambers, on love. Love with all your mind. How much of faith, hope, and love is worked in us when we try to convince somebody else? It is not our business to convince other people. That is the insistence of a merely intellectual, unspiritual life. The Spirit of God will do the convincing when we are in the relationship where we simply convey God's word. From "If Thou Wilt Be Perfect".